Task 2. Text 1.
I'm not going to take part in the science competition next month. It's too much work and I can't keep up with my other homework. Plus, I feel like I'm the worst in the group.
But you can't give up now. I've seen your project. It's really creative. Maybe you just need some help organizing your time.
Maybe. There's still a lot of work to do. I love science lessons, but I don't want to fall behind in my other subjects.
Why don't we meet after school tomorrow? I can help you make a schedule, and hopefully you can work smarter, not harder. It should make things easier.
That'd be great, actually. Thanks. I don't really want to quit.
Text 2.
Over 200 Canadian tourists were stuck in Mexico this weekend after WestJet Airways cancelled their flights because of technical problems. Passengers at Tulum Airport waited for hours with very little information from the airline. Many didn't know when or how they would get home. We were supposed to fly back on Saturday evening, said Karen Clark, a teacher from Calgary, but now they say we might have to wait until Monday. The airline said the flight cancellations were caused by unexpected technical problems and promised to organize new flights as soon as possible. Later, the passengers were taken by three buses 80 kilometers north to a resort complex in Barcelo. Staff at the hotel worked quickly to find rooms for them. By the time the plane finally left on Monday, many people had missed work and were very upset. WestJet Airways has not offered any money or help to the passengers yet.
Text 3.
My guest today is Clara James, a textile artist and restoration expert who many of you may recognize from her regular appearances on the popular Channel 4 series Stitching Stories. Clara, welcome to the program. First of all, tell me, how did you end up working on the program?
Well, I didn't expect to work in television. It happened all of a sudden. I've always loved working with cloth, and I knew I would make it my career. After university, I ran a small business fixing old items such as quilts and tapestries for individuals as well as heritage groups and museums. One of my pieces was displayed at a local craft fair, and a producer saw it. She got my details and contacted me about a new program they were developing. At first, I wasn't sure. I'd never even spoken on camera before, but I eventually said yes, and I'm so glad I did.
Many of the items on the show have a lot of sentimental value for their owners. Do you get emotional working with personal items?
I really do. People bring in embroidered tablecloths or blankets made by their grandparents, sometimes more than 100 years ago. These pieces are full of memories. I love hearing their stories. The most satisfying part is when someone tells me they thought it was beyond repair and then they see it looking like new again. That moment is always worth all the hard work.
I bet it is. So what's it like behind the scenes?
I can honestly say they're the nicest team I've ever worked with. We all have different skills, and when one of us has a problem, someone else has an idea or helps. We really lift each other up. It's not about showing off. It's about making something beautiful together.